You are listening to Southside Radio, 102.9 FM.
Sorry for, because they didn't live the good old days.
Say that again?
The generation now, if they would have lived back in the good old days, what we call the good old days, they'd have more respect for each other. You know what I mean? They'd show, like if a cop would be walking the beat, and there'd be some kids on the corner, and the cop would tell you, break it up. Next time I come around here, if you're still here, I'll have you all arrested. Come around the corner, maybe a half hour later, everybody's gone. Now, that's respect for the law, and that's respect for your neighbor. And then a lot of people say, oh, years ago, I can remember, you never locked your doors, you know, and stuff like that. You had your doors open, your windows open. It ain't that you trusted your neighbors. It was so doggone hot out. If you had a fan, everybody congregated by the house that had the fan. Just like when TV first come out. You know, there's very few TVs out. And then I seen times down in Northside where I used to walk maybe about three quarters of a mile just to listen to Jackie Gleason on TV. These are good old days, but the good old days have to be defined and be more specific. Respect, it was there. And as far as crime goes, there was no time for crime because you had a hard time making a living, let alone worrying about crime. You understand? But now, crime is a thing. It seems like it because everybody's got a pocket full of money. You ask them where they get it, you know where they got it. Everybody knows where you get your money anymore. Like over there, they over at Carson Tires. You live over there. You're on a fixed income. Now, how fixed can that income be? You understand? Try to understand what I mean. It's how can I say? They regulate your rent and everything according to your income, but they turn around and they'll take it right back on taxes or take it back on something else, like your gasoline prices and your gas prices are out of sight. Now, you ask around, and you'll find out that the next thing that's going to go up is the electric. They even said on radio, the electricity will be going up. It'll be out of proportion. What do you think's going to happen over there to the mole people? You know, sure, they don't care. I used to drive a cab for a living, okay? And I've had a lot of business people, a lot of foreigners and everything else. And they asked me many times about how come you people are the way you are. I says, who do you talk to? They said, well, we talk to business people. And I says, that's right. I said, but talk to the guy on the street. He'll tell you. The politicians think that we live on the streets, you know, or we fight each other, or crime is going out of proportion. They think that that's the way we live. That's our lifestyle. And they got millions. They got so darn much money that they don't know what to do with it. And they figure, well, this is our lifestyle. That's your lifestyle. We're going to keep this money. That's what I'm being told. You understand? Now, does that make any sense? That's going to cause people to revolt. You know, economically revolt or whatever the heck you're going to say. But it's not good. I picked up some Indians one time, and they went from the airport all the way over to Monroeville, okay? Yeah, you see that temple out there, yeah. And the one, he's looking, he says, you got that many churches in here? I says, half of those churches are down. Half of them are shut down. I said, no, they're consolidating, you know what I mean? Like when there used to be, I don't know how many churches died on the south side, but now it's all closed down. There's just a few in operation. And a lot of people don't believe anymore. If they believe in fat in their pockets.
How many churches were, what was it like back in the day when they had churches?
Oh, well,
the bells ringing on Sunday?
Yeah. And they had what they call Blue Sunday. The Blue Law. You never heard of that, huh? That's a time when your department stores and all your big stores were open Monday night and Thursday night. Two nights a week they were open until 9 o'clock. And Sunday was a complete day of rest. Was a complete day of rest. My dad, he used to say, he'd always tell us, if you want to wear a white shirt tomorrow, tie, or shine your shoes or anything, do it on Saturday, because if I catch you Sunday ironing clothes, even my mother, she can't even couldn't even sew a button on a shirt that fell off, because my dad would kill her, because that's his day of rest. And that's why the reason for that blue law. And then they did away with the blue law, and now they're open to what, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock every night, 7 days a week. Then, you know, that blue law went on. That's just like your streetcars. The streetcars are your answer to pollution. Am I right?
I called Andrew Schneider. I'll meet you at the hospital.
Now, there's so much you can... there's so much you really can talk about, you know. It takes a month of Sundays for you, a young guy, to try to understand. You understand because you're in the business to understand things. Okay, I hope you are anyway. But if you was to really sit down and analyze just what it was all about back then, the good old days, Brian.
Yeah, I know them well.
The good old days. And that's what they call them, the good old days. That's just like a lot of young kids now. They're interested in nostalgia. You know that.
Yeah.
That's why this guy got this microphone in your face.
Yeah, they're interested. They will always hear about the good old days. And they say, well, how was it at that time? Well, the biggest thing was respect for your neighbor.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing.
Respect in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, growing up, if a kid, he wouldn't care why. To a house or a building with his hat on.
Yeah, right.
He was always, you took your hat off.
And that's where my dad always was.
He'd say, what the hell all about? The younger ones don't know anything about, you know, those things like that. It was basic, simple things.
That's where my dad always was. A woman walked by and you didn't know, hello, take the hat off, you know, the whole doggone works.
Now, if you do that today, they still
you fuck
off.
Yeah, you're sexually harassing me. You took his hat off.
you know, that's just like when a couple walks up and down the street, okay? Now, it don't matter which side you're like the woman. Now, you always walk with the woman on the inside and the guy on the outside. That's how it was. We were brought up. You always protect that woman.
Right.
Now, women walk in front of you, behind you. Damn near on top of you anymore, you know. That don't go anymore. That's just like, you know.
The door from
there.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Who was it that one time was saying he didn't get care for this one woman because she's like a chauvinist, you know. Uh-huh. She'd open the door for him, drive the car, the whole doggone works. He says, I don't go for it. He says, let me drive. That's all there is to it, you know. I'll open my own door. I got a son, and when he comes into town, his old lady will cut the meat up in his plate, the whole works. You never seen that. I never seen that before, you know. I sat down in the Pittsburgh Steakhouse, and he orders a steak, and she orders a steak, okay? And I'm looking, and there she is cutting up the meat. Reaching across her, you know, cutting up the meat and everything, separating the food. And I looked and I says, what's she doing? I says, I thought you ordered for yourself. Oh, no, she cut everything up for me so I can digest it right, you know. I said, it isn't.
Here's something different about the good old days and today. These buildings like this. We never had need for those buildings years ago because your family... We talk about this all the time. Your family always took care of your elderly. Now it's like, put them in places like this, we don't want to be bothered. I have a number of people that refer to that building as God's waiting room. You didn't need these buildings years ago. Family. The basic, not just around here, it's just in general, that the way of thinking and the way of looking at things has completely changed. We don't look out for our elderly anymore. Put them in building over there, we don't be bothered.
Have I got I got four stepchildren. No, now I got 10 because of my son made a problem with three teenage girls.
Yeah.
And my step.
Not wrong, teenage girls. I like teenage girls.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And these, here I am over there. I've been living over a year, and I have yet to have any one of them come up and visit me and say, "Hey, Dad." You know, or hey, Grandpa, or whatever. Do you need some groceries, or do you need a pack of cigarettes, or something like that? My own kind, even. Turning.